This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, who's at the duty room. Richie, she's there with phones.
Doing her duty.
She's there with her computer equipment and all those things that come in handy when you're trying to put sound together, edit it so that we can put it on the air and people can hear what's going on. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. A lot of lightning in the news today. Passengers got a real surprise yesterday when an American airline plane was struck by lightning midway between a flight from, I think it was Charlotte to LaGuardia. And instead of going to LaGuardia, it went to JFK. I haven't quite figured that one out yet, because LaGuardia is...
Yeah, I mean, it's 10 minutes from each other, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Anyway, there was a flash of light, according to people on the plane. Let's listen to the back and forth between the pilot and the air traffic control people.
There was a flash of light right outside the first row window on the left-hand side of the plane, and then a tremendous bang, and it just lit up blue inside the plane.
The flight was detoured to JFK after lightning struck the flight from Raleigh-Durham International Airport in North Carolina. Rebecca Sager, a passenger, says the lightning hit the plane somewhere over Manhattan.
We knew, like, we were up in the front, so we knew immediately what it was.
The pilot radioed for help.
Got hit by lightning. 4233, Roger, is everything okay?
Yeah, don't send us through there again. It's pretty bad. Let's go ahead and divert to JFK.
The plane carrying 55 passengers and four crew members on board landed safely here at JFK just a few minutes after 6 o'clock.
And there was tons of fire trucks and police around the plane, and they were in hazmat suits.
No injuries were reported, but one of the plane's wings was damaged. The FAA says it will investigate.
Of course they're going to investigate. These foolish reporters. I just want to listen actually to the back and forth between the pilot and air traffic control. But
I don't think we can air that.
Holy! Yeah. Right. That may be part of the problem.
Here.
Yeah. I was on a plane once that was struck by lightning. Matter of fact, I was going from Cleveland when I was in college to New York to the International Broadcasters. What was it? The Collegiate Broadcasters Association. And we were going into LaGuardia, same scenario, hit by lightning, and it was just scary.
Planes get hit by lightning all the time.
Yeah, they
right?
do. Right, they do. They get hit there.
But I'm assuming it shakes you up a little bit more in one of those little puddle jumpers.
Right. Well, that was an Embraer. That's a puddle jumper regional jet.
Right.
They use that carry, I think, about 100 passengers normally, and they don't have as much hooch as the bigger planes, and so they take stuff like that. It's tougher with a situation that exists like that than it would be in a bigger plane. Speaking of lightning, Trump Tower in Chicago was struck by lightning as well. And can you imagine just looking up at the... isn't it funny how Trump seems to be everywhere, whether he wants to be or he doesn't want to be?
I wonder if that's a message from God.
Is there a signal here? And is it a good signal or not such a good signal? You've seen the Trump buildings most everywhere. They're highly, how do we best?
They're black with metal, very square, and very tall.
Yep. There's a picture that I saw of the night sky in Chicago with the lightning actually hitting the tower. It's pretty dramatic when you see it that way. That was the, it was Tuesday night after the, after the Republican primary in Illinois. There were a lot. There were six tornadoes, though. I remember that from the other day. Six tornadoes, a lot of damage to homes and that sort of thing. So it's just one of those things, I guess. Yeah,
things. I think there are some signs coming out to Trump. Apparently, yesterday, Eric Trump, his son, was delivered an envelope with a suspicious white powder in it, which apparently is nothing. They tested it and said that it didn't appear to be hazardous.
So is it just a joke,
there was a note inside the envelope that said that if Trump doesn't withdraw from the Republican race, harm will come to your kids.
Yeah. What makes people so sick that they do stuff like, so you don't agree with him politically? You're going to play that kind of a game? What's the matter with you? It's just,
sometimes people feel threatened by the direction that somebody could take the country in. I mean, you feel personally threatened, your livelihood.
I feel threatened by the direction the country is going in now, frankly.
Yeah, no, I've felt threatened for the past 20 years.
Yeah, right. All right, so the trending box at DougStephan.com, a focus on the water crisis in Flint and how the government, this shows you more than anything else how broken the government is. If there's a better example, I can't come up with it right now. I've been talking about this off and on all morning, all week, all month, since the beginning of the year. And the hearing yesterday that was broadcast on C-SPAN of these people going back and forth, the outrage of both the EPA and the governors, their suggestions on both sides that they all ought to resign, they ought to be fired. Oh, my God, what a broken government. The snowstorm that will strike the East Coast before spring comes in, last blast of winter. A lot of people are talking about that, and that's one of the things that's trending at DougStephan.com. That little worm, Kim Jong-Bungalunga.
Kim Jong-Ding-Dong, yeah.
Yeah, and his great haircut. They fired a ballistic missile into the sea, landed near northern Japan, just for the heck of it. Does it just give him cause for us to be concerned and to talk about him? Is that where he gets his rocks off?
Well, I mean, he's doing it a little bit because we are doing war games with South Korea right now.
That's a response to his playing around
right
as well.
Just ratchet it up. This is the only thing North Korea has.
Yeah,
they don't have an air force. They don't have any real troops, tanks, nothing. The only thing they can do is strap something to the top of a missile and try and aim it somewhere and hope that they can hit something. And so they just try and throw some swagger out there to make everybody mad.
Exactly. All right, let's make everybody happy now. 13 and change after the hour. How official advice from your doctor, from the government, from big pharma, all those people are ruining your blood pressure. Not enough that you just look at the news every day and your blood pressure goes up. But the things that you're being given by some of your doctors at the advice of government regulators at the CDC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, not really the thing that you need to take care of your blood pressure and healthy blood flow. You know healthy blood flow is the key to living much better life. That is true from top to bottom. I'm talking about healthy blood pressure, better circulation, enhanced function through your body, a better quality of life. So if you haven't been introduced yet to two products, may I spend the next 60 seconds introducing you to something that was created by Dr. Nathan Bryan, who is an assistant professor of molecular medicine at the Brown Foundation Institute of Molecular Medicine, part of the School of Medicine at the University of Texas. They were the ones who came up with, they did the work on beets. They want to know how it is that you can open up, get your vascular system to open up, pump more blood around to your muscles, to your brain, to all your organs, to every place in your body. And they found that the nitric oxide produced by non-GMO beets was the way to do it. Article in the LA Times this week about how most of the NCAA basketball players, Richie, are using Super Beets.
Wow.
And it mentioned them, the Super Beet product by name, also mentioning Neo 40, which is the complementary product for Super Beets. It's a capsule. What we advise you to do is take a teaspoon of the Super Beets, the powder from the canister, put it in a glass of water, 4 or 5 ounces, drink it, and just feel in 15, 20 minutes a different way of being energized and making it through the day. I take it in the afternoon. Now, a lot of people take it at the beginning of the day. What I take and what Richie takes at the beginning of the day are Neo 40 tabs that are there available. It's the same amount in crystallized form of the Super Beats in a teaspoon. Put it in your mouth, it dissolves and instantly is absorbed into your system to give you all of the energy and stamina and the, you know, just kind of the pickup that you need at the beginning of the day. Instead of having a cup of coffee or a monster drink or whatever that is, use Neo 40. Much healthier all the way around. You experience better energy, digestion, and better sleep with all these products, writes our listener Danielle in Salt Lake City. So feel better in the morning. Get more energy through the day with Super Beats. They're going to send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free when you call 800-655-4183 and order your first 3 months supply of Super Beats. So you pay for three, get 4 months supply. That's the way it works. 800-655-4183. Or you can go online to DougLikesBeats.com, order there. But I think it's kind of neat to be able to talk to somebody who's an expert. You order the product, they'll give you the free book, Beat the Odds, and that sort of thing. Free shipping as well. For Super Beats and Neo 40, call 800-655-4183. Yes, that's my suggestion. Call 800-655-4183 or order online at DougLikesBeats.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
When's the best time to enjoy Twisted Tea?
Why don't we do a little
tea brewed like a beer that tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real iced tea. Hanging out at the pool, fishing with your buddy. Twisted Tea hard iced tea tastes great anytime. Cool, refreshing, smooth, but with a kick.
Why don't we do a little
Twisted Tea, real iced tea taste with a kick.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the two for $4 croissant sandwich deal today, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
19 at the hour, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, with the story of Lieutenant General John Hesterman.
Who's he?
Assistant Vice Chief of Staff.
Oh.
In the Army, found guilty yesterday of misconduct.
Uh-oh.
He's married. Apparently, he actually led the air war against Daesh. He has been fired after the court hearing yesterday. Inappropriate relationship with his junior female officer. Emails he exchanged with this lady who also was married, Air Force Lieutenant. She wasn't identified in the trial. Emails include language that was very suggestive, where they were meeting, romantic things. He's been married for 22 years, has a daughter. I'm going to bet not only was he fired, but he's going to find himself alone. Or maybe she'll find herself alone, too, the woman he's having an affair with, and then who knows what happens. But another one of those stories. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
No one. other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
One of the best of really superb music presented by Adele. So this song has become very popular and used in lots of different ways, commercials, promo bits. I thought one of the best uses of it was when she took that ride with James Corden in the car. What do they call it, car karaoke or something, that he does on his program. Here's an unusual use of the song. It came from a courtroom yesterday in Michigan. This is a person who's been charged and convicted of unlawful imprisonment, carrying a concealed weapon. He broke into song as his judge was ready to sentence him in Ann Arbor yesterday.
Hello there. Your Honor, I want to say I'm sorry for the things I've done, and I try and be stronger in this life I chose. But I want you to know that door I closed, and Your Honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. To my mother, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. To the victim, I'm sorry, 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 sorry. Yes, Your Honor, I'm sorry, 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 sorry.
Thank you.
Going to jail, 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 jail.
This is really bizarre. Brian Earl Taylor is 21. He sang the words to this. Well, he put his own words into it. We know Adele's song is the story of a woman trying to apologize to a beau whose heart she broke years before, yet this fellow sang he was sorry to the 23-year-old Ypsilanti man. Police say he was robbing at gunpoint when he was caught. Investigators believe Mr. Taylor and two other men forced this guy into a car, drove him to his home, and robbed him. He was caught. The Adele song sings, but it don't matter. It clearly doesn't tear you apart anymore. It may not have made a difference anyway that he belted out the song for the judge. Prosecutors actually dropped five other charges against him, so the sentencing agreement gave him, I think, 18 months or something in jail. But have you ever heard of anything more unusual?
Crazy stuff happens in the
courtroom. It really is crazy.
It's really boring, but every now and then you get some crazy stuff.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right. Update on the AC/DC story from earlier, Richie.
Remember, Brian Johnson was told by his doctors that if he didn't quit going on concerts, that he would lose his hearing fully?
Yeah, right.
Well, there's a couple of little tidbits out there about this now. They're also saying that maybe he's just being pushed out of the band by band leader Angus Young. And then also on one of the Spanish TV shows with the talent shows, they had this happen the other day with a classical singer. And this is the X Factor in Brazil or something like that.
Spotify, which is the world's most prominent music streaming service, reaching a deal with the National Music Publishers Association. How does this affect you, or why would you be interested? Well, this agreement allows music publishers to get royalties for songs that Spotify is playing. Pretty much the same as what we do. I remember as a disc jockey back in the 60s and 70s, we used to have to keep a log. There are music licensing groups, ASCAP, BMI,
right,
and Broadcast Music is what BMI is, and American Society of, what was ASCAP, Creative, and whatever. But we would write down a sheet of paper the songs we were playing and the artists. So they would take that. All the radio stations in the country had to do that, and I think they still do to a point.
Yep.
And then they send that information to the clearinghouse, and they percentage it. It's kind of like the ratings. You have a percentage of people that come. It's done mathematically, and they've created a formula for people to get paid. And so now Spotify, like Pandora, I think, had to do the same thing. About $21 million a year. But if you like Spotify, a lot of people like Spotify better than Pandora, you'll be relieved to know that even if you didn't know that your music stream might have been interrupted, it will not be interrupted now because of this event. 29 past the hour on Good Day.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
When it comes to commercial vehicles,
thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Friends here on the Good Day program. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. Jennifer is recuperating from her eye surgery back, I think, sometime next week. Let's see. I hope for that anyway. And so we move on into the realities of today, Friday, the 18th of March. Excuse me. How do you do? I'm still getting over a little of my whatever it is, allergy, cold.
Or dust really, from cleaning your house that you've been in for 30 years.
Yeah, that's, I think there's a, there's a lot of that there.
Maybe a little more of that.
Yeah, it could be. All right, so we're in the midst of the political crazy season. Headlines every day about Donald Trump and the people that are on the Republican side trying to keep him getting the nomination. Dirty politics, dirty pool. The people on the other side, the Democrats, Hillary Clinton saying outrageous things about Bernie Sanders and all of this stuff. I mean, it's the worst in the history of this country. Well, maybe not. Yes. Back in the 1800s, when there were, you know, the first couple of presidents, there was no contest. They were just sort of anointed or appointed. So when we got into the 19th century, there were supporters of Thomas Jefferson who claimed that John Adams, who was the incumbent, wanted to marry off his son to the daughter of King George, creating some kind of American dynasty. Jefferson haters called the challenger a fraud, a coward, a thief, and a mean-spirited, low-life guy, the son of a half-breed Indian squaw, sired by a mulatto father. Under the circumstances, Jefferson won. All right, so there's a bit of audio that's been created very cleverly by the folks at Reason Magazine. Now, I've said to you, if we're involved or steeped in a conversation about politics, how I get my values and my views, I happen to lean more toward what comes in Reason Magazine than in, I read Mother Jones and I read Newsmax, so I get one, two, three, but I tend to sort of gravitate to Reason. So the folks at Reason have put together a bit of an audio file that will compare what went on. This is sort of if there was news and newscasters and talk radio people to talk about the election of John Adams and Thomas Jefferson or others at that time. If there was radio, the ads and the newscast would sound kind of like this.
Well, and they use the actual words.
Yes, from newspaper
the actual words
accounts.
From each of the candidates back then in the 1800s.
Right. Newspaper accounts.
They're saying this could be the nastiest, most negative election season of all time.
This campaign season seems like candidates have taken dirty to a whole new level.
When pundits start shouting and politicians start calling each other's names, it can seem like a return to civility is not possible. Like the very idea is a relic of some bygone era.
John Adams is a blind, bald, crippled, toothless man who wants to start a war with France. While he's not busy importing mistresses from Europe, he's trying to marry one of his sons to a daughter of King George. Haven't we had enough monarchy in America?
I'm Thomas Jefferson, and I approve this message because John Adams is a hideous, hermaphroditical character with neither the force and firmness of a man nor the gentleness and sensibility of a woman.
If Thomas Jefferson wins, murder, robbery, rape, adultery, and incest will be openly taught and practiced. The air will be rent with the cries of the distressed. The soil will be soaked with blood and the nation black with crimes. Are you prepared to see your dwellings in flames? Female chastity violated? Children writhing on a pike?
I'm John Adams, and I approve this message because Jefferson is the son of a half-breed Indian squaw raised on hoe cakes, and Hamilton is a Creole bastard brat of a Scotch peddler.
The nastiest, most negative election.
Candidates have taken dirty to a whole new
It can
level.
Seem like a return to civility is not possible.
Ah, yes.
So in their own words.
Yep. From the first contested election, that was, you listen to that stuff, and you read it, and you realize this comes from newspaper accounts of the so-called debates that went on, these people running against each other, and you think, okay, well, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe today's not so bad.
I think it's
bad.
A little bit more civil now, even now, today, than that was.
Yeah, right. All right, so food for thought. Speaking of food, a lot of food news here for us to cover. The folks at Carl's Jr., want to open a restaurant to test a theory. Because minimum wages are going up across the country and a lot of restaurants face increased labor costs, we predicted this would happen. Yep. And now the CEO of Carl's Jr. is the first to actually want to put it into effect. They're going to open a new restaurant concept that is employee-free. Yes, no employees at all, reports Business Insider. The story we have with a picture of the robot serving your food in the Today's Show section at DougStephan.com. I guess that there is a restaurant in San Francisco called Itza, and you can order via a tablet, get your food from an automated sort of little cubby hole. There's an opening and the stuff comes out of the hole. No social interaction, nothing, and apparently millennials love it. They are particularly fond of, anyway, ordering from kiosks. This is no humans involved. This is a business that simply is run by, and I don't know how they get the money. That's the one question that I have. How do they get the money? I mean, I understand.
What do you mean?
They can, well, I mean, how do they charge people? Are going to pay, and how is that done?
You swipe your credit card in the computer. It's basically nothing more than an iPad cash register with their menu on it, and you can pay right there. So, like, for example, if I go to a Wawa today, which is a convenience store here on the East Coast,
right?
I can walk into the Wawa, and I can order anything, their chicken or the sandwiches or subs, whatever it is, pizza, whatever. I just press the pictures on the menu thing. I say, I want this, I want that, I want this. Enter order, and then I swipe my card right there, pay for it. Yeah. There is a live human being back on the other side of the counter that makes my food and then calls up, you know, Rich, number 71. Boom, they hand it to me. That's it. I'm out the door.
Amazing. My God.
You will not.
These people just cut their own throats.
In 10 to 20 years, you will not have waiters and waitresses.
Especially in fast food joints.
Especially in fast food joints. We were in, what were we doing? There was a fundraiser for the local school band the other day at Applebee's.
Mm-hmm.
And when you walk in an Applebee's, you have this little iPad-looking device on your table, yeah. And that's your menu. That's where you order from.
That's something, huh? Whew. All right, other food news highlighted at DougStephan.com. A focus on maple syrup. This time of year, maple syrup is being made. The sap is running. The sap's being cooked. It's yummy. If you ever watched the procedure, go to you can go anywhere in the Northeast. A lot of farms in Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire, where they collect the sap and then they cook it. They boil it in these big, big vats, and what comes out of it is maple syrup, yummy stuff. There's a study out today that says that maple syrup will protect you against Alzheimer's, which is pretty interesting stuff when you consider that a lot of people think that sweets, sugar, are not good for your brain. Apparently, the opposite side is true with maple syrup. New findings from the American Chemical Society, which is currently having a meeting down south of me here in San Diego this week. Lead researcher Donald Weaver and his team revealed in a report that real maple syrup, I'm not talking about the phony Aunt Jemima stuff.
Right.
I'm talking about the real maple syrup, will prevent two types of proteins which are found in brain cells that when clumped together cause Alzheimer's and dementia and neurodegenerative diseases. So if you already have the condition, this research says the syrup could prolong your lifespan by preventing further tangling or clumping of these proteins. A key ingredient in maple syrup that could be responsible for this is a compound which has antioxidant effects. It's all natural. Here we are back to all natural food. The same compounds are found in grapes, which is why red wine is often revered for its antioxidant content. So that story and the good news about real, true, pure maple syrup.
And by the way,
you can find it, yeah?
Looking at the Aunt Jemima list of ingredients.
No, you're on your
no maple. Corn syrup.
No, don't be buying Aunt Jemima.
It's all corn syrup.
Just buy from your local farmer, the locavores. Go to your local farm, local supplies of honey and maple syrup, really good for you. Update on the DARK Act. And what happened this week coming up next here on Good Day?
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hi, Auntie Christine. Thanks for the Easter basket you sent me. It has all my favorite candies and a stuffed bunny rabbit. The basket even has my name on it. It's the best Easter basket ever. I miss you.
Surprise the little ones in your life with personalized Easter baskets from Personal Creations. Each wicker basket comes with a fabric liner and the design you choose. Then it's filled to the brim with free candy, a chocolate bunny, jelly beans, peeps, and a free stuffed bunny, all for just $19.99. Plus, you can have a name embroidered on it for free.
Thanks, Grandma. This Easter basket is awesome. Yum!
Each basket is filled with Easter favorites and professionally embroidered, all for just $19.99. And your personalized basket is guaranteed to arrive before Easter, so there's still time to order. The only way to get this special Easter deal is to go to PersonalCreations.com. Click the orange star in the upper right corner and enter secret code 0100. That's PersonalCreations.com. Click the star and enter secret code 0100. PersonalCreations.com 0100.
45 past the hour here on Good Day. As you know, your food is very important. The sources of food, choices of food. This is something that's been top of mind for me and hopefully for you, not just this week and not just this month and not just this year, but through the process of your life, you realize
that food choice is one of the basic American freedoms. And one of the reasons that people have gone so bananas about big government and their connection to big business is what was demonstrated this week and this month, and actually since the beginning of the year, the discussion of the DARC Act. So the results of all of our pushing and pulling have resulted in a net gain for locavores and for people who want food choice, as is demonstrated by the vote in the Senate this week, which tossed out the DARC Act. Ellen Moyer is a writer and environmental advocate. She's very interested in a healthier lifestyle, a healthier earth, regular contributor to the Huffington Post. She's written a couple of books, writing one now on the environment and health and that sort of thing. So what did you get, Ellen, out of all the discussion regarding the DARC Act and the decision now that it has big ramifications because we are not going to be told that we can't be told where the food comes from and what's in it, right?
Well, this is just the latest salvo. There will be more efforts to stifle our right to know what's in our food because Vermont is the first state scheduled to have a GMO labeling law that kicks in to effect on July 1st of this year.
Connecticut and Maine both have laws that have been passed. I'm not sure when they kick in, but there are like 20 other states that are looking at the same thing, if I remember.
Yeah, right? There are about 30 states in some part of the process here. And the food industry would love to have the federal government just say, you're not allowed to have state laws requiring GMO labeling. So,
The only reason that the federal government would say that is because their campaign coffers have been filled by the likes of Monsanto and Dow and DuPont and ADM and Cargill and all that bunch. That's why.
Exactly. You know, 90% of Americans want their food labeled if it has GMOs in it. But the Senate vote was a squeaker. It was 49-48 to shoot it down. And I look at this as a sign that our democracy is broken and corrupted.
Because
our government is not doing what we want, and they're following the mandates of the food industry. And this is so basic. You know, we're talking about what is our body composed of? You know, it couldn't be more personal. them dictating what we can and cannot know about the food we're eating. So people need to the extent they can, just boycott the industrial food and eat organic as much as they can.
The way I've talked about it, Ellen, on the air, is it's okay if you have a choice and you make the choice because you are educated as to what the choices are. But if you can't be told, I happen to agree with you in terms of I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. I've been doing dairy all of my life. I've sold raw milk on my farm for years and raw cheeses and things like that. People come to me because they know that what they're getting is a good, healthy product. They've educated themselves. The people who know and are really interested, they choose to do that. If you have made a choice that you want to eat cheap food and you want to eat things that are bad for you, that's swell as long as you can make an educated decision. You can't if you aren't told what. I mean, I think Campbell's Soup started doing this earlier this year. They, in the face of all of this, have said on their Kansas Soup, this soup's got GMO corn in it. At least you know.
Yeah, exactly. And what this is all doing is just accentuating the inequality in our society. Only the educated, affluent people can have clean food, right? Everybody else has to eat contaminated food and not even know it. And part of the problem also is that we are subsidizing bad food so that becomes cheaper for people to buy. So people who don't have a lot of money eat this crappy food. So we need to weed the garden here and get those subsidies out of government and at least level the playing field, and even better would be to subsidize fruits and vegetables.
I'm a farmer who doesn't believe in subsidies. I don't take them.
Yeah,
I don't want them. And the fact that millions of dollars have been given to the likes of these big industrial farms that don't need it, don't deserve it, what's incredibly, it's so corrupt. You're right about that. Alan, thank you for your point of view. Alan Moyer, whose website is alanmoyerphd.com. I'm Doug Steffen, PhD. The PhD for me stands for Piled Higher and Deeper. 51 past the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again, ever.
I have but one heart.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I have but one.
How many times do we focus on this movie?
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Ah, okay. You don't know who this is? You don't know who this movie is? Al Martino, who is a great saloon singer in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Three reasons I remember this guy. One of them is that he did this song from The Godfather in 1972, I Have But One Heart. He also was one of the first people that I interviewed Richie when I was doing the talk radio program with Bob in Boston on WBZ. And number three, he appeared at there used to be a great big show barn in Framingham called the Chateau de Ville. And all the crooners would come there. And he was there for a long weekend performing. And he was picked up at Shopper's World at the Jordan Marsh store shoplifting a shirt. I remember that more about him than anything else in his career.
Let me ask you something.
Yes, Richie.
When you would ask a date out to go with you to the Chateau de Ville, how did that come about?
The Chateau de Ville. Yeah, I'd go there in my Cadillac Eldorado with my leather jacket on.
I got an image in my head.
I'm sure you do. The bell-bottom pants, the polyester leisure suit, all that stuff. All right there. Chuck, are you getting this image?
Oh, yeah, I am.
And what do you think?
You know, speaking of Al Pacino, you know, what other actor, his acting style changed that much over the years?
Right.
Look at it, the performance in Godfather in comparison to when he finally won an Oscar for Scent of a Woman, it almost feels like that is not the same actor.
So why is that? Is he just maturing?
I don't know. He became very theatrical as his career went on.
Yeah.
Well, he was much more low-key, in more of an internal actor in the 70s.
And is that because of training or experience? Do you know how De Niro and Pacino and those guys were all trained? Are they formally trained in an acting school, or they just got it? What do you know about that?
No, I think they were formally. I think they were formally trained in an acting school.
Yeah, but at some point.
But obviously, you have to have natural talent.
They all just started being themselves.
Mm-hmm. They're playing themselves.
They don't act anymore. They're just them.
Yeah.
Now they are, for the most part.
Right. Yep. All right. Chuck is going to have the important information about what movies are coming out this weekend. He'll give you his advice on what you ought to see. That information is coming up in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, 57 past the hour. Chucker, what are you planning to see this weekend at the movies?
Well, I'm doing a revival showing at my local theater of Spaceballs on Sunday night.
Oh, I love that. Just watch that.
I can't tell you that the two new...
What's the matter, Colonel Sanders? You chicken? All right, go ahead. Keep going, Chuck. I never...
opening this weekend nationwide, the Divergent series, Allegiant, The Last Allegiant, or whatever that is, in this young adult novel series. I haven't seen any of them, so I'm not going to go
to
this one.
Why have you not been motivated to go? Why, as a movie critic and an observer of the scene, have you not been motivated to go see the movies?
It's just not something that's not going to appeal to me. I mean, I might catch it on cable if I'm switching to channels, but I have no motivation whatsoever to walk up to the box office at a theater, pay a ticket, sit down, and spend 2 hours of my time watching that. Also opening is a Christian-based film, Miracles from Heaven, with Jennifer Garner. The film's actually gotten some really good reviews. It's opening on 3,000 screens, which is a very wide release. You know, next weekend, speaking of Batman vs. Superman, that film's going to open on 4,100 screens, which is, I think, the second biggest opening ever for a March release, second behind.
So she opens this weekend and her husband opens next weekend.
Exactly.
And the divorce is the week after that.
Speaking of a cash grab, there's an R-rated director's cut, 30 minutes longer, of Batman vs. Superman, which will come out on Blu-ray. And Warner Brothers is going to make a fortune off that cut.
All right, there's the story of movies from Chuck Curry here on Good Day.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.